Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to our everyday lives. So join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now, here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
What am I trying to hide? And why do I keep on waiting when I know it's on the other side? It's time to let the light in, let the light in.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin and friends. And my friends today are my wife, Lisa.
Hello.
And my daughter, Jenna.
Hi.
Who are actually regulars on the program now. They fill in and do a lot of different days, and we actually enjoy spending time together here in the Word. It's just a huge blessing in my life to be able to do the program with them and hear all of their lovely opinions on the Word of God and all the different topics that we're bringing, because I think we have, you know, we have the male perspective, we have the female perspective, and we have the young adult perspective with Jenna. So yeah. Today we're going to be talking about a topic that you, Lisa, picked out for us to talk about today. And what topic was that?
Harnessing your emotions.
Yeah, she loves to help me, and Jenna loves to help me. We actually all love to help each other harness our emotions, and we want to help you harness your emotions today, too. So we're going to talk a little bit about how to get our emotions in check and how to live our lives without letting our emotions literally rule over us and dictate what's happening in our lives in those moments. So, Lisa, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you saw as you were kind of preparing this?
Well, actually, I'd like to start with Galatians 5, 22 through 23. Jenna, do you want to read that verse for us?
Yeah, I can read that for us. It says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, and against such there is no law."
Oh, I like that scripture. You know, the biggest thing is, you know, in our lives, we got to understand that most of us don't control our emotions. We allow our emotions to control us. And I have to throw my hand up and go, that's me. Even as we were starting the program, you know, you end up in these moments where your emotions kind of try to get the best of us. Each and every one of us battle this every day. You know, we see a lot of that.
Yes, we cannot let our circumstances control our emotions. We need to choose to walk in love, joy, and peace.
Yeah, many people out there, and I know even in your generation, Jenna, are dealing with anxiety, depression, relationship problems, yeah. All these different things. And a lot of that are primarily emotional issues that are happening in there.
Yeah, I feel like we live in a really emotional, heavy world, but as a Christian, we're not supposed to be of this world. So it's really hard to harness those emotions, especially when you're around people, very negative people, and that can also be a difficult thing when controlling emotions, when you're always around all these negative people or always angry, and you just want to get angry back at them, like road rage.
Yeah.
Prime example.
I feel like a lot of people, we all are driving, we all are always on a hurry. I know for me, I live 10 minutes away from my work, so sometimes like, oh, I can leave 10 minutes before, it's fine, but then I'm like leaving like literally 10 minutes before, but then I'm not thinking of the time I have to walk in, clock into work, so then I'm freaking out, driving out, and I'm like yelling at you guys. I'm like, I have to get to work. And then I'm like driving and I can just like worried. Oh, I need to go to work. And I'm like, oh, I could have spent this time with the Lord. But instead I focused on my emotions and I let them control me in that situation to where now I'm like, the rest of my day started like that. And then I have to be like, oh, Lord, then tomorrow I'm going to do better.
So what you're kind of saying is that a lot of times we can actually conceive sin in our emotions. You know, we get into an emotional fluster or whatever you want to call that, and we run around and we get crazy, and then we just start saying things we shouldn't say, acting in ways we shouldn't act, and actually choosing to walk in maybe anger or frustration when we should and need to choose to walk in love, joy, and peace, like we heard in Galatians 5:22. You know, it's the fruit of the what?
Spirit.
So, you know, if we're going to be Spirit-led in our lives, then we have to come to the conclusion that we can't let our circumstances control our emotions. We can, however, let the fruit of the Spirit control our lives and our situations, where we walk in what? Love, joy, peace. You know, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control.
Because there's always going to be someone or something in your life that's going to push your buttons, but it's how you choose to respond to it is what makes the difference. Because people don't make you mad. People don't make you upset. We need to take responsibility for our own actions. I know there's times where something happens and I'm just like, oh my gosh, they make me so mad. Why do they have to act like that? Well, they may act like that, but it's my choice to be angry or to respond the way that I need to do, which is walking in love.
Sure. You know, I mean, and you talked about road rage, Jenna. I think a lot of the problem with road rage these days is that, you know, people are not operating in the fruit of the Spirit when they drive. You know, they're pressing themselves. They're putting themselves in stressful circumstances where they're trying to get somewhere, be somewhere. And, you know, people end up that are just out there that are in the fruit of the Spirit. Maybe just they're just lost in the Spirit altogether, just floating around on the road and just going about their business, but they end up getting in our way. So I think a lot of times when we look at our emotions and we look at a situation like road rage, it's really selfishness that causes us to have the emotional responses that we're actually being in. You know, I mean, you call me hangry all the time, where you're hungry and it makes you angry, and then you're trying to deal with something or talk with somebody or work through a situation. And, you know, you'd really, anybody, you remember that Snickers commercial?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, it's like, you're just not yourself, you know, and then they eat the Snickers and they come back, you know, and in the meantime, they're like this hangry person acting all crazy and doing stuff. But I think that's all really good, but we really need to look at the scriptural basis for, you know, how do we harness our emotions? How do we bring our emotions into check and not let them determine how we act, but we act according to the way that the Word of God tells us we should act? What would be a good scripture, you know, to maybe bring a foundation for that in?
I really like Philippians 4:4. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice.
Right.
I feel like so many people are just trying to just, like we said, could be controlled by their emotions. But if we just say, all right, Lord, right now I'm just going to give this to you, even though I don't know what to do right now. I need help harnessing this emotion. And we just give that to the Lord and just rejoice in him, that through him, there's another scripture. It's like, don't rejoice with what you're going with through. Just basically rejoice that your name's written in heaven.
Right. Yeah, I love that we can have an attitude of rejoicing. You know, and that's what walking in the Spirit is. It's rejoicing. And a lot of times when you're in depression or you're dealing with anxiety or fear in your life, you're not rejoicing in the Lord. You're looking at the perspective of your life outside of what, you know, God is doing. And we let the world situations and the world circumstances, you know, come in. And, you know, I would call that like tribulation.
Yeah, like in the verse John 16:33, in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Yeah. This one verse is saying, hey, we're going to have trouble, but we need to respond with joy. We need to trust God that he is with, through Christ, we have the victory.
Well, I mean, when we have hard times, when we run through experiences, when we have what the Bible is calling tribulation, you know, tribulation can look a lot of different ways. It could be you got bad news, you got a bad doctor's report today, or it could be that, you know what, there's not enough money, you know, at the end of your month. And, you know, that can be frustrating, and we can try to be fighting our way through trying to figure all of this out. And our emotions will take us for a ride in those situations when what we need to do is maybe stand confident on the scripture. We need to say, well, my God said he would supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus, but there's not enough money for the bills. So now it's like I can get frustrated, I can get upset, or I can get angry with God. I've had a lot of people get mad at God saying, you said, you know, I've given, I've done this, and here we are, and you said you would supply all of my needs, and you know, they get angry. So they're actually allowing the emotion of anger to actually come above their belief and their faith in that God would supply their needs. And then in that anger, they almost miss God in this situation. And I think out there, you know, we just want to encourage you to not allow your circumstances and tribulation that you're going through in life to bring your emotions into play and then have your emotions actually circumvent or bypass what the truth of the matter is and that God is going to supply your needs.
Amen.
So does that make sense?
Yes, yeah, totally.
That's really good.
I mean, we don't have to go up and down like a yo-yo or a roller coaster every time things aren't going our way. When things are going great, oh, yeah, I'm happy. But then when things aren't going our way, oh, man, God's just left me. He's not answering my prayers. We aren't controlled by our emotions. We're led by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, your feelings are always going to lie to you. So if you're operating by your feelings, sorry, you're going to get misled all the time. And that's the key, going back to the Galatians 5:22, operating the fruit of the Spirit. And the way you know that you're not operating is whatever's the opposite of that. And so I love in 2 Timothy 1:7, it basically says, "For God has not given us spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind." I feel like anything that's not of God, basically that's what we don't need to focus on.
Right, right.
And so when you focus on the things of God and the Spirit and you're constantly in the Spirit of God, you're not even going to have to be able to let these emotions control over you because you're going to know that truth and you're like, okay, that's not the truth. That's not what my God says.
Right.
And so it'll help you to be able to control those emotions.
Yeah, that kind of ties back to like John 14:1, where it says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." And, you know, I think God many ways is saying, you know, believe in me, you know, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let, because out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. So when we get into situations where we're really feeling like our emotions are coming out of, you know, check and we're starting to react to them, we've got to come back to that moment and go, no, wait, God said, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let your emotions, you know, get the best of you. You believe in God. Trust him with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he'll direct your path. He'll show you the way out. But, you know, we get caught in this, like, dog chasing his tail moment with our emotions. And then we never really focus on the answer. We're just focused on the problem.
Yeah.
And our emotions are embracing that behavior a lot of times and taking us for a ride. So
I like the verse Psalm 34:1. It says, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." That means that even when you're in circumstances that aren't really going the way that you plan, you can still bless the Lord. You can still praise God in what's happening. You don't praise him for the circumstances that you're in, but you praise God that you know he's going to see you through it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like this verse. It's a little bit of a long one, but I think it's a really powerful one. Ephesians 4:17-23. It says, "Let me say this then, speaking for the Lord, live no longer as the unsaved do, for they are blinded and confused. Their closed hearts are full of darkness, and they are far away from the life of God, because they have shut their minds against him, and they can't understand his ways. They don't care anymore about right and wrong, and they have given themselves over to impure ways. They stop at nothing, being driven by their evil minds and reckless lusts." But that isn't the way Christ taught you. If you have really heard his voice and learned from him the truths concerning himself, then throw off your old evil nature, the old you that was a partner in your evil ways, rotten through and through, full of lust and shame. Now your attitudes and thoughts must all be constantly changing for the better.
Wow.
So this
That's
whole
so good.
Scripture is so powerful. But the main whole idea of it is if you are in Christ, you now have that authority to take over and be able to harness those emotions. And as you spend time with God and are in His Spirit, you're going to be able to have those tools that you need. Renewing your mind in the Word is the biggest thing, because if you have the Word of God in your mind, when you feel those feelings and that anger starting to rise up in situations, because people of this world are going to test you in this, because we're promised trial and tribulation. We have an enemy that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And so in every life situation, he's always going to come and try to give you any moment. He's like, and like my mom was talking about this week, we were talking about this topic, and this whole week we were all tested on our emotions, because the enemy's like,
right, oh. Up till the start of the program.
Yes, even the start of the program today, the enemy was like, oh, mm-hmm. You want to do on emotions? All right, let's see. And he tests you. But you have to then realize, and just by knowing that truth, you're like, mm-mm, not today, and be able to have that power, which is in the Word, and renewing your mind.
Sometimes you fall victim to it, and then you got to catch yourself too, you know. I think one of the keys is catching ourselves when we slip into these moments. And I love the scripture that you shared in Ephesians 4. Even in the Living Bible, it says, you know, and I really want to apply this to anxiety and depression for a minute, because mm-hmm. I think a lot of anxiety and a lot of depression is actually people being led by their emotions rather than being led by God or led by the Spirit of God in their lives. And it said that, you know, for they are blinded and confused, and their closed hearts are full of darkness. I think that a life that is led emotionally and in our emotions constantly can lead us to the world's darkness, and we focus on the world so much, and we come out disappointed. And I love how it says that they have shut their minds against Him, and they cannot understand His ways. You know, that's what's happening. The enemy is grabbing you through your emotions. Do you understand that, you know, as you're dealing with your anxiety and you're dealing with your fears and your depression and all of these things in your life, that it is actually where the enemy has closed your mind and blinded you and confused you from knowing the truth? The Bible says, we'll know the truth, the truth will set us free. Well, the truth is that, you know, the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen.
So if you don't have joy, you know, if you aren't blessing the Lord at all times, like you said, Lisa, in Psalms 34, and allowing His praise to be on your mouth, then everything else that you're going through in life is going to key off of your emotions, and then you're going to allow your mouth to speak death and to speak frustration and to speak, you know, anxiety and depression over your life.
That's so true. You don't let your emotions dominate and control you. In Isaiah 26:3, it says, "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." We have to retrain your brain and change the way you think and put your trust in God, because God has given us emotions, and it's wonderful to feel the peace and the joy and the love. No matter what circumstance you're going to, you can actually have calm in the storm. You can actually have peace when you're going through trials and tribulations, because you
That's
know
good.
That the end result is the Lord is always with you. He will never leave you or forsake you.
Amen. Yeah, that's amazing, man. So, you know, I guess what we really are saying today to each and every one of you out there, let's kind of bring it to everybody out there.
Yeah.
You know, we've kind of talked about the topic, and but we've got to retrain our brain. You know, we've got to get rid of stinking thinking is what I call it, because thoughts turn into emotions, okay? So the enemy is always going to attack us first with a thought. You know, he's going to give us, oh, you're offended. They just cut you off. Are you going to put up with that? You know, or you're never going to have enough money to pay your bills. And then that brings the fear and the anxiety. Oh, you're going to be homeless now. And you start running it in your imagination and playing these scenarios. And those scenarios actually build emotions into your life, where you become fearful or anxious or, you know, under the enemy's sway. We got to remember, guys out there that are listening today, that our emotions will lie to us. They will try to get us to believe contrary to what the Word of God is saying in our lives. And that's where I think that Isaiah 23:6 kind of comes in. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. The more that we focus on the Lord, because he trusts in you, you know, you've got to trust the Lord with all of your heart. You've got to, you know, lean not on your own understanding, because your understanding will cause you to walk in emotions that are not real in your life.
Yeah, amen.
I mean, God gave us emotions.
Yes, that's just true. I love Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. We need to base our lives on the reality of the scripture, that what God has done in our lives. I don't care what you're feeling. If your feelings don't line up with the reality, then you need to reject them.
That's good. That's a good word. And I know that we are trying to bring this and make it relevant and help you guys to understand it. So you can choose, like I said in that scripture, to rejoice. You can choose to be happy in the midst of rough circumstances. Happiness is a choice. It's not just an emotion, but you can choose. You know, there's so many examples in scripture that people chose to endure persecution, chose to be happy in the midst of rough situations and circumstances. And you have that same ability out there today. You can choose in the midst of your problems to trust the Lord, turn to him, and believe by faith that he is going to change the circumstances that are coming at you. But if you just let your emotions take over, they're going to take you for a ride. So let's take a quick break. We'll come right back and talk a little bit more about it.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry, Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net.
God's Rock presents a free Christian rock concert with artist Armor of God from Orlando, Florida. It's going to be February the 18th at 7 p.m. at the God's Rock campus here at Lighthouse Christian Church, located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. For more information, you can give us a call at 321-749-7222. Or go to our website at godsrock.life.
For the very first time, I can't deny you. I feel so alive.
All right, everybody, we're back, and we've been talking about harnessing your emotions, trying to keep your emotions in check. Any last things that you wanted to say, Lisa, before we roll out?
I just want to say that just keep your eyes on the Lord. Don't look at the circumstances and put your trust in Him that He's going to see you through anything that you're going through.
That's great. Yeah. See, the bottom line is this, guys, that you've got to remember that you're a three-part being. You're a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. Your soul is based up of your mind, your will, and your what?
Emotions.
So if you win your soul, you're going to win control. There's like this tug of war that's constantly going on in our life where our spirit is saying, walk in the fruit of the spirit that we talked about in Galatians. It's like, have love, you know, walk in joy, have peace, be long-suffering and all of that. But on the other hand, you know, we've got our flesh that's going, I want to get angry or hangry because I'm hungry and I want what I want. And just gimme, my name is Jimmy. And but we've got to remember that it's all about allowing our soul to partner with our spirit, not with our flesh and not with our body. And if you win the soul, you win control. The two that get to partner together will be the strongest of the two. So don't let your emotions partner with your flesh. Make your emotions partner with your spirit, man. Keep them under subjection to the Word of God in your life, and you will live a peaceful life walking in the fruit of the Spirit each and every day. So we want to pray for you guys as we close out the program today. Jenna, would you pray us out?
Yes, I would love to. And yes. So first off, Lord, we just thank you, God, that we just get to be here today. And we just thank you, Lord, that you help every single person here listening, their ears to hear, that they stop trying to control their emotions, Lord, but they give you control, that they let go, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and they let God, Lord, they let you control it, that they stop letting the world control them, and instead let the Word of God control them. And we just leave you right now with peace, love, and joy, and that you are led by the Holy Spirit throughout the rest of your life.
Yeah, amen. Lord, we just believe now that you are helping each and every one of us to walk in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Help us to be led not by our emotions, but, Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit moving in our lives and in our hearts. We want to walk in victory, and I release victory over each and every one of you.
And the peace that surpasses all understanding, in the name of Jesus.
Amen. God bless you guys. We hope you enjoyed the program today. We'll see you tomorrow at Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.